Welcome to the Murder Club for Beginners podcast. I'm Nick and I'm in Brisbane.
I'm Mel and I'm in Melbourne, and we hope you enjoy listening to our podcast. Hey Nick, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, Mellie. My Mellie, you're back. Where have you been, my Mellie? I have missed you.
I missed you
very much, and you're in one piece.
I'm in one piece.
Yay! Well,
you know, multiple pieces of one piece, but yeah. I am well rested. Well, I was well rested, and then, you know, now I'm back into work. So I am back. Who knows if I'm mentally back, but I'm physically back. I'm here.
This is good. This is good. So tell me what you've been up to, because you have some exciting news.
I do. I have double whammy exciting news, which I wasn't expecting. So last we recorded officially sort of was last year. And that was, we've done a couple of other episodes, which I'll eventually edit. But I took a couple of months off. I wrote a book.
Yay.
That's on hold just because it needs a massive, massive edit. But the last couple of weeks I edited and pressed publish on one of my middle grade fiction books that's been sitting there for a long time. So, and it's called My Life as a Superhero, Now Norm. And it's about a 13-year-old or a boy, Plankton, who turns 13. He thought he was a superhero. That's how his parents brought him up, that he was a superhero, budding superhero with powers that were still to emerge. And he discovers he isn't actually a superhero. And then it's something happens, and actually as a human or a norm, he discovers that you don't need superpowers to be a superhero.
Aww.
Yeah, so that happened. And then I had another book, which is the first book I ever, ever wrote, probably 17 years ago, which has gone to publishers and has had interest, but needed quite a bit of editing. And I didn't really know how to write a book back when I first wrote my first book. And my main characters for that book, another middle grade, are Pythagoras P. P. Winkle and his best friend Matthew Morgan. And it's a mystery detective. So it really does run along the sort of same theme as sort of, you know, Murder Club for Beginners.
Yay.
Just without any murder, more mystery than murder. And
nice.
I have sent the first couple of chapters across to a publisher, and I'm just finishing the full edit of it. So yeah, that's also what's happening.
That's awesome. That's awesome work there, Mellie. Yeah, you.
That's where I've been.
Because you're getting your author on.
I have been getting my author on, and I find that if I'm – obviously because I work as well. I find if I work and then I'm trying to do something creative, I can't do a third thing. Well, I mean, my third thing is exercise, so or running. Yeah. So, and there's no more space.
Yes.
So I really do struggle with that. But I'm coming to the end of this edit, so that should be good. Yeah, that's where I've been. I took a couple of months off, which was bliss. Went to Queensland. I saw you.
Yay.
I know, for a very, very short lunch. And then, so just had a lot of time doing nothing, seeing my nephew. I mean, not doing nothing, writing.
Yeah.
Seeing my nephew, he was here. And then life. Yeah.
Oh, yay. Well, congratulations, Mellie. That sounds awesomely awesome.
Thank you. And Nick, you've been running like a mad woman.
Yeah, might have got to quite a lot of K's last week.
How many are we talking?
75.
Jeez, woman.
Yeah. but that was okay. I've got to start getting up there, long runs and that. But yes, so by the end of it, I was a bit tired, but we were in a lovely country town in Queensland, Dolby, which was beautiful. And the best bit about Dolby, mainly flat. Like they said when we did park run, they had like one hill they called Heartbreak Hill. We were lucky if it was a small rise, it was good. But the reason we picked to go that weekend, us and some running friends, is the Dolby show was on. So shout out to my running buddy Arifa for getting 22K done with me at Dolby on Saturday and her friend Rob who kept this company for some of it, and we chucked park run in the middle. But the main reason we did that far, Millie, was because the Dolby show was on, so that meant we could each get a big bucket of fairy floss from the show.
I mean, I don't know, is it called fairy floss all across the world? Was it called fairy floss? Yes. In
cotton candy,
America,
or
cotton
whatever,
candy.
Whatever your preferred moniker is, but it is. I can say I was good. I did actually wait 2 days to open it until after I went to boot camp Monday night. Because yes, I've converted to the dark side, people. I had attended 2 boot camps, and I can still run after boot camp. Not very fast, but I can, and I am still standing, and I have not been hit by lightning.
I mean, I'm
so
very
excited. This may be something I add into my exercise routine. Because it means I can come home and then I can eat some of my bucket of fairy floss.
I mean, that's because you work so hard, but you have worked hard doing running as well. So,
yeah.
I have to admit, it is now Wednesday. You started eating it on Monday and there's still a lot in that bucket.
Yeah, I only ate some Monday and it's so good that I actually like got down a bit and went, well, that's probably a bit too much. I better hold off. So, yes. Although I'm looking at it going, we're having takeaway. That's where Craig is out at the moment, people. He hasn't been murdered. He's out getting dinner.
He does live. I heard him.
Yes, he does live. And so I'm thinking maybe tonight while we're streaming something that a bit more of it might disappear. But I'll have to wait and see how I feel because, yeah, it's one of those things where it's very addictive. And, yes, it's hard to stop once you start.
Okay. So tell me, what are you going to stream tonight? Because you and Craig do have a bit of a love for murder mysteries.
We do. Craig will probably check to see if there's an episode of Beyond Paradise. Or I think I've been telling you about a series we got onto, which you've seen, called Queens of Mystery. We'll have the second, they do it in two parts. They run one episode and then release another one. Yep. We've got the second episode, one of those to watch. And it's very lighthearted and Hallmarky, but it's just kitschy and got a lot of famous British actors in it. So we love it. We'll probably just stream something like that.
Okay. Well, Queens of Mystery, for anyone who does want to watch it, is a British show and it is British Hallmark, so not American Hallmark, I suppose, to sort of bring it that way. But, yeah, it's just a light murder mystery. It's always tied up perfectly. And it, as you said, it's got quite a few recognisable actresses in there. Let me just sort of, it's got 2 seasons, but people like Julie Graham, Siobhan Redmond, Sarah Woodward, Juliet Stevenson is the narrator.
She's a great job.
Oh, she's excellent. So, yeah, that I've got to say is absolutely fantastic. Mm-hmm. I have been watching an Australian murder mystery. Nick, I know you're not as big a fan, I have to admit I've been getting into some of the Australian murder mysteries. And there is one, it's set in Tasmania. There's actually been a few set in Tasmania, which is excellent. I am trying to find the name of it, but I can't, so I might have to come back to you on that.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch True Detective?
No, I didn't.
Me neither, but it's meant to be really good, but it's sort of more along the lines of true crime. But I'm just, Jodie Foster's in the current season of it. And
yeah.
I think Matthew McConaughey was in the first season. So, wow. Yeah. It's pretty big. And the other TV show you mentioned was Death in Paradise.
Beyond Paradise, yeah.
Beyond Paradise.
It's a takeoff of Death in Paradise. It follows DCI Humphrey when he leaves Sainte Marie and follows his sweetheart Martha to Shipton Abbott, which is in Devon, Cornwall. And he's the local, he's in charge of the police down there and all the stuff. And, yeah, it's very, very funny. Again, it's very lighthearted. It all gets neatly wrapped up in a bow at the end. Yeah. And, yeah, but we like that one too.
Well, it's very
strange.
It's a bit – is Death in Paradise is a little bit more gritty and not so Hallmarky, but the scenery is stunning in the Caribbean. And then Beyond Paradise, obviously Brighton is beautiful, but not such warm, fancy weather.
No. So it's very interesting. But, yeah, so that's probably what we'll do tonight. Yeah.
And do you have any more ways that we could dispose of a dead body? Have you come up with any more?
Well, actually, funny about this. So at training last night, I train at Tuesday night, this lovely parkland called Kedron Brook, with my in-training group. Shout out to in-training, yay. And Tuesday night is a speed session. We get quite a big group. And we run along a really well-lit path, which is part of the reason we actually train there, because obviously boys and girls and obviously people at different paces, so there's always different people. And this path is also quite well used by the public for most of the, until about 7 or 8 when we're done. And I'm running back. We had at the end of last night's session, which was a killer in itself, we had a 1K time trial, 1K out, 1K back. And so I'm back, coming back from my time trial. By this stage I was walking because I'd done my session. That was fine. And I passed, a couple of people are behind me from in training, couple coming towards me. That's fine. But there was one spot in between lights where it's really dark and you're beside a brook and they mow the grass, but there was all these reeds and stuff which go, and I'm just thinking, there's people ahead of me, people behind me, but I'm in this part, they can't actually see me. Someone could just come out and grab me and throw me in the brook. And but I've never actually had that thought on that part of the path before, but I was just that buggered last night.
Yeah.
You know, I was just going, oh, well, if it happens, it happens. I can't outrun them at this point in time.
So I'm sure you would.
Maybe the reeds at Kedron Brook. And, the girl runners will appreciate, we often team up and do some long runs there on the weekends, us ladies, but we kind of have a rule that we don't like, or we don't let anyone sort of go out by themselves just in case.
Yeah.
So I thought it was very potent that I had that thought at that particular point last night.
I mean, you must have known I was going to ask the question, although, that is a bit more that's a little darker than just disposing of a body.
But
it is true.
I haven't had any real, any other conniptions about how to do it. Kind of like with all the murder mysteries that we're watching, you think I'd come up with something good. But, no. Which is why I'm never going to do it, because I'm just too lazy to dispose of the body.
I mean,
that and the fact it's morally wrong, but yes.
I think the first one is it's morally wrong. It's just wrong in so many ways. But the second is, mine's sheer laziness as well. However, this Australian murder mystery that I'm watching, and I will remember it and I'll pop it in the show notes, is set in Tasmania, deep in the bush. Honestly, you just never find someone again in certain parts.
That reminds me. I actually saw this on Foxtel, and I don't normally watch a lot of true crime on Foxtel or a lot of docos on true crime. But this one caught my attention because it was called They Call Him Mostly Harmless.
Okay.
And it's about a body they found in a campground in America who they didn't know who it was. And so this two fractions from Facebook or something, tried to find out like the guy's identity and who he was and stuff like that. And they eventually found out who he was, and it turned out that he had actually probably starved himself to death. But he wasn't, he turned out to be not a very nice man at all. So
did he starve himself?
They think it was on purpose. But yeah, I didn't watch all of it. I only actually came in on the last about half an hour of it. And it was when they were interviewing the people who had the Facebook group and the different reactions and that. And it was like, this is scary because these are real people and this is pretty pathetic. But it's like, you know, when you should look away and you just can't.
Yeah.
It was like that. It was like, okay. So, yeah. And I guess because I'd seen the promo for it like so many times on all the crime shows we watched, that I just thought, oh, I'll just stick with this and watch this for a bit.
I mean, this is why I'm just not a fan of true crime documentaries. No. If you listen to a true crime podcast, I don't know, there's something for me about the combination of the visual and audio that makes it too much. But I could watch 100, you know, murder mysteries because they're all tied up so nicely, aren't they? You know, they're not real.
They're not real. They're fiction. Yeah, I can't watch anything too real life, especially not before bedtime, even if Craig's here. If I'm going up to bed alone, it's like, yep, shouldn't watch that, you know.
Exactly.
It's ridiculous given all the science fiction I read and watch. So, yes.
Yeah, but science fiction is science fiction. So
this is true.
Oh, Nick, so we're back and we're just going to play the rest of our episodes by ear.
We are, because that's just how we roll here.
Yeah, but if you've got any ideas, you want to hear more of anything else, just give us a bell, DM or text Nikki. And we'll make sure Craig says a hello on our next podcast, so you definitely know he is.
We will. I'll have to get him in, you know, in so you can actually see him and he's here, because I'm sure you've all probably heard Cedar going off his head running around the yard while we've been recording.
Can't hear a thing.
That's good, because, yes, let's just say the neighbours are in no doubt there is a dog, so no one's going to come and try and kill me tonight because they know there's a vicious dog in the yard.
Oh, Cedar.
Until they meet him and he greets him at the door with waggy tail.
Yeah, and he's got the cutest waggy tail. He's so cute.
Yeah, he does. Yay. All right,
my gorgeous. I will talk to you later.
All right, okay, you have a good week. And I'll be good if you're good. So we'll all be good.
I'm not sure you're ever good, Nick, but, you know, we won't murder anyone.
No. All right. Okay, take care, Melia. I'll talk to you later, okay?
All right. See ya. Bye.
Bye.